on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal Minister Joe McHugh hopes significant progress on the Mica redress scheme can be made in the coming weeks. A county Fermanagh man charged with dangerous driving, causing the deaths of two people and serious bodily harm to another in Donegal last year, has been returned for a trial to the next sitting of Donegal Town Circuit Court. Plans for Supermax outlet in Letterkenny have been rejected despite an Embore Planala inspector recommending that the development be allowed to proceed. And two Donegal initiatives have been revealed as finalists in the Restaurant Association of Ireland's Foodie Destination 2019. Those stories you follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferrisher. But first in news, 500 ambulance workers from the Psychiatric Nurses Association continue to strike across the country. It's the second time they've staged a 24-hour walkout in a row over union recognition. The HSE say all calls are being responded to and the situation is being managed well so far. Assistant Secretary of the NASRA branch of the PNA, Tina Martin, says they are not asking for much and it's time for other workers to stand alongside them.
Other smaller unions are going to realise that they will face this very similar pressure to bow to a domination of the greater trade union movement and to the likes of CIPTU, a union which is run obviously from the top down, a union that has basically told their members to go ahead and cross the picket line and do what they have to do. We need to look at the likes of Unite and the likes of the rank and file members of FORSA who have come out in our support and who have told their members that they will support people not to cross the picket line. This fight is not going to go away. We're going to stay here. And the HSE continue to engage, but they continue to engage through solicitors. Who's looking at the cost of what the HSE are doing? I keep asking that question. Who's looking at that cost? We're not looking for a pay. We're not looking for money. We're looking for a simple right of association and a right of recognition. It's time we, as the people in Ireland, wake up and see what's happening.
And it's very much a case, as you touched on there, you won't be backing down. More strikes could be on the cards if your demands aren't met after this afternoon strike, which runs, of course, on until tomorrow.
We are not going away. We are absolutely not going away. Anybody in our country at this minute in time that is standing looking on, they need to start thinking about what we are fighting for. We are fighting for every worker in Ireland at this minute to have their basic fundamental right looked after.
Donegal Minister Joe McHugh hopes significant progress on the Mica redress scheme can be made in the coming weeks. Housing Minister Owen Murphy will be in Donegal next week for a key meeting on the scheme after the council stated yesterday that they expect applications to open this autumn. While other discussions have already taken place, it's anticipated next Wednesday's meeting in the county houses in Lifford will provide more clarity surrounding the scheme. Speaking earlier on today's 9 till noon show, Minister McHugh vowed to up the ante for homeowners affected by Mica.
And the reason why that information isn't out there is because there is behind the scenes discussions going on between the Customs House in Dublin and the Donegal County Council officials, but I want to up that ante. And what I've done, I've arranged for Owen Murphy to come to Lifford next Wednesday to sit down with the new Mica committee, to sit down with the MAG group as well, to ensure that we get that information out to the public when it happens, how it happens, because this is a 20 million euro scheme this year, and I want to see that 20 million euro spent before the end of the year. And if it's not spent before the end of the year, it goes into the following year, and I don't want that to happen. So we're going to up the ante. I want to see, you know, within the matter of weeks, that people know exactly where they stand, how they go about it, because one of the big discontents on the part of everybody is safety and facing into another winter, and that's fast approaching. And where there are gaps in terms of getting the specific people in with the specific skills, they will have funding to employ those people. A dedicated team needs to be set up, but one of the key things is that people want to know the score, they want to know when it's happening. So look, I'm sitting down with the CEO of Donegal County Council this evening as well, and that's one of the issues I'll be raising, like, how can we make that communication better, because this is it's a phenomenal scheme that is needed because the hardship that people have gone through and still go through is something that I don't take lightly, but the council do have the capacity to do it.
A County Fermanagh man charged with dangerous driving, causing the deaths of two people and serious bodily harm to another in Donegal last year, has been returned for trial to the next sitting of Donegal Town Circuit Court at Ballyshannon District Court. 21-year-old Joseph Gilroy of Lisnaskee, County Fermanagh, is charged with dangerous driving, causing the death of Shiva Devine and Conal McAleer, both in their early 20s, in a road traffic collision at East End Bundoran and causing serious bodily harm to Rachel Elliott on August the 19th last year. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Joseph Gilroy is also charged with driving with no insurance, no licence, failing to report a hit and run, no certificate of roadworthiness and failing to produce insurance in Bundoran on August the 19th, 2018. Judge Kevin Kilrain returned the defendant for trial to the next sitting of Donegal Town Circuit Court on December the 10th on the single charge of causing the deaths of two people in their 20s and causing serious harm to another. The related charges have been put back to January the 17th, 2020. Meanwhile, in a related case, 21-year-old Conor Brennan of Coolcran Road in Tempo, who was set in court to be the owner of the car involved in the alleged dangerous driving causing death incident, was charged with having no insurance, failing to produce insurance and having no certificate of roadworthiness at the same venue and same date. This defendant had these charges put back to January the 17th.
Plans for a Supermax outlet in Letterkenny have been rejected despite an Ambord Planalla inspector recommending that the development be allowed to proceed. The council had originally approved the development on the Port Road, but that was then appealed to Ambord Planalla. Greg Hughes reports.
The council had granted permission to Atlantic Enterprises Limited for the demolition of an existing vacant shed on the Port Road site for the provision of a two-storey restaurant with drive-through facilities and 25 car parking spaces. Lindat Limited appealed that decision to AB, saying that as the freehold owners of the land, their consent was not sought though required for the development. They say the proposed development does not comply in any way with the lease agreement between the two parties. The planning board's inspector said they were satisfied that it would not be reasonable to withhold planning permission in this case for reasons relating to the legal interest of the applicant in the site. There were further concerns expressed that the development would lead to further traffic delays in the area and would leave it open to both antisocial behaviour and waste management issues. Providing a number of conditions were met, the inspector was satisfied to recommend permission be granted. In deciding not to accept the inspector's recommendation to grant permission, the board considered that the proposed development would not be acceptable in terms of design and siting and was not satisfied the proposed development would make a positive contribution to the public realm and would therefore be contrary to the proper planning and sustainable development of the area.
Taoiseach Simon Coveney is in Brussels today for a meeting with the EU's chief Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier. Ahead of the discussion, the Minister for Foreign Affairs reiterated the government's position that the withdrawal agreement is not up for renegotiation. Minister Coveney says the EU and Ireland remain clear and consistent in their approach to Britain leaving the European Union. Meanwhile, there are further fears that a combination of Brexit uncertainty, a drop in sterling rate and an increase in the VAT rate is having a detrimental impact on the Donegal hospitality sector. There has been ongoing concern that holidaymakers, particularly from Northern Ireland, are hesitant to book breaks in Donegal due to ongoing Brexit fears. Brian Gallagher, Managing Director of the Station House Hotel, says while Letterkenny has always been affected by a low sterling rate, other factors are now at play which are having an even bigger knock-on effect on the industry.
This town, especially in tourism, would be affected by a low sterling rate. If you go back to 2015-16, sterling was in around 130 to 140. And I think the town in general, along with hotels, benefits. At the minute now, we're looking at 111 for sterling. But on top of that, you have the uncertainty of Brexit. Just in relation to the Brexit, it's the uncertainty, I think, and then with Donegal being so dependent on the Northern Ireland market, their figures released through Fáilte Ireland's top line report, and outside Dublin, Donegal would be the biggest benefactor or the biggest customer for Northern Ireland travellers. We get in the region of 290,000. Problem is, you see, there are no real alternative markets presently for Donegal, where we are so dependent on the northern market. I mean, the report out this week, Horworth Bastow Charlton sent out a report, its annual hotel report, and it is stating that all regions have seen their rates increase, like their average room rates and their occupancies. That isn't happening here in Donegal. It's not happening.
Better broadband services are on the way to Dunluce. ERA has confirmed that works have begun on the installation of fibre broadband in the area due to be complete within a month. Once complete, people will be in a position to place orders for the service to cater to their home or business. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says the area has been plagued by an inadequate service and this will make a huge difference to the local community.
Contractor has now been appointed and is on site providing the ducting and then after that the cabling and the splicing, and we expect that that should be done within about a month, after which the system should go live and AIR will be inviting their customers to apply for this much needed service.
A yellow rainfall warning is in place for the whole country until 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. Up to 40 millimetres is expected to fall with a risk of spot flooding. Drivers are being warned that visibility could be affected in heavy downpours and roads will be slippy due to oil build-up after the dry spell. Gerry Murphy is from Met Aran.
It looks as if part of the Midlands could get the heaviest falls. The level of uncertainty for specific locations is quite high, but having said that, the overall there is the risk of some heavy downpours in most places as we go through the afternoon, evening and early tonight.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with a great selection of adults and children's Donegal GEA jerseys. Shop online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 13 minutes past five and time to latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
We start with soccer. Fun Harps have announced the signing of Joshua Smith from German side SC Hassan Drierich, following official clearance from the FAI today. The 27-year-old central defender has signed a contract until the end of the 2019 season. His previous clubs included University of San Francisco, the San Jose Earthquakes and the New England Revolution. He's also played with a number of other clubs in Germany. Well, Harps are in action tonight in the Premier Division in one of two ties. They go to Waterford United, knowing that points are more valuable than ever as they trail UCD by three, and the students also have a game in hand. Harps boss Ollie Horgan knows the RSC ground is a tough place to go.
Like, we're going into the RSC where we got beaten 4-0 down here. We had a sending off early in the game. And at home, Waterford are excellent. You know, they probably don't travel as well as we luckily found out when we turned them over in Ballybuffet. But we're going down to Waterford, which is a much more difficult ask. And they're a proper, proper team. And, you know, I'd say they feel that they've underachieved on the basis that they're in the bottom half of the table. Like.
Also tonight, Derry City can move to within 2 points of third place Bohemians in the Premier Division. Declan Devine's side welcomes Sligo Rovers for the North West Derby to the Ryan McBride Stadium. The Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium, that is. There will be live updates tonight from both of those games, 7:45, and Derry Martin Holmes will be there, and then at 8 o'clock down at the RSC to watch Waterford against Fun Harps will be Matt Keane. In golf, Shane Lowry continues to lead on day two of the Open Championship at Portrush. With the latest from the course, Dennis Kerwin.
Shane Lowry has played some of the golf of his life so far in today's second round at the Open. He opened his round with three straight birdies and added a couple more to make the turn in 31. The Offaly man then added another birdie with a 40-foot putt on the 10th, but he's just dropped his first shot of the day on 14 and he's currently on 9 under par and has a one-shot lead over JB Holmes, who's the clubhouse leader, on 8 under. Tommy Fleetwood and Lee Westwood are next best on 7 under, while Justin Rose is among a group on 6 under par, with Brooks Koepka and Jordan Spieth both 5 under. 2019 amateur champion James Sugrue was 2 over par after a round of 73 and might miss the cut by 1, while Padraig Harrington is 3 over par through 15. Tiger Woods misses the cut on 4 over, while Rory McIlroy is on 7 over par with the cut likely to fall on 1 over. At the 2019 Open Championship at Royal Portrush, I'm Dennis Kerwin.
On now to Gaelic Games, and ahead of the Super 8 clash of Donegal and Kerry, the word coming out of the Kingdom today is forward James O'Donoghue could miss the game. It's understood he picked up an injury in last weekend's win over Mayo and Killarney. O'Donoghue was the Footballer of the Year in 2014, the year Kerry beat Donegal in the All-Ireland final. Since then, he has consistently battled with injuries. Donegal, of course, have their own injury problems. Owen Ban-Geller looks set for a lengthy period on the sideline following an ankle injury, while Paddy McGrath is a doubt for the tie as well, but he could feature this coming weekend at Croke Park for that second phase of the quarterfinals of the All-Ireland Championships in the Super 8. 4 o'clock is the start time, and we will have a live match coverage here on Highland. The build-up and indeed the full match live as from the 4 o'clock start. Before that, Meath are taking on Mayo at 2 o'clock, and if both teams there are to stay in the hunt for a place in the semi-finals, they need victories at this stage. That is the second day of action. The opening day of games tomorrow will see the matches being played in Group 2. First up at 5, it's Cork against Tyrone, and then at 7, All-Ireland champions Dublin play Roscommon. Wins for Dublin and Tyrone would guarantee them a place in the semi-finals. Donegal and Tyrone have named their teams for Saturday's All-Ireland Senior Ladies Championship Group 4 tie in Mullingar. There's two changes to the Donegal team that lined out against Armagh in the Ulster final. Anne-Marie McGlynn and Niamh Hegarty are named to start in place of Megan Ryan and Niamh McLaughlin. McLaughlin wasn't named to start in the Ulster final win, but she was sprung from the start and scored 2-2. Tyrone, meanwhile, are unchanged from the side which lined out in the defeat to Mayo last week. Jerry Moen's side know that they need a win to stay in the championship. Donegal boss Maxi Kern says his team is eager to get playing again.
It's the time of year for games, and that's what players love. It's what they train through the slog in the winter for, is the games, and it's just an exciting time, and we're looking forward to getting going. Momentum's massive, confidence is massive, and you know we have Gaird's playing with a lot of confidence. The minute belief is very high, and you know that comes on the back of winning. And look, you're hoping that you know takes you through the stages.
Club action tonight on the hurling front here in Donegal in the Senior Hurling Championship. It is Sean McCool's against St Eunan's and Burt's against Buncrana, while in the Juniors it's St Eunan's against Carndonagh. There's also a full programme of games across the four divisions in the men's football. On Saturday evening, among the ties in Division 1, there's a relegation battle between McCool's and Milford, where the leaders Kilcare will head to Letterkenny to play St Eunan's. In Division 2, the big game is Killybegs against Glenfinn, with another standout tie at the weekend is in Division 3, where Convoy will head for Downings in a top-of-the-table battle. In boxing, Jason Quigley says he will weigh up his options in the weeks ahead following his first professional defeat on Thursday night. Quigley's record now stands at 16-1, and the loss also seen him lose his NABF middleweight title to Tyrannio Johnston in California. The former European amateur champion was unable to continue following the ninth round as his trainer Dominic Ingle stopped the contest.
The game plan was obviously to keep him off. He's a come forward fighter and he likes to get inside and let his shots go, and to be honest, I just couldn't keep him off, and I let him get inside too much, and I suppose I just couldn't fulfill my game plan. I think that would be the way to explain it. I have to go back and sit down with my team and have a think about things and see what's the next move, see what's the next options, and just have to take a look at things myself and, you know, see am I mentally ready to go back and to get ready to believe that I can be world champion again after a heavy loss like that. So there's a few things, you know, I have to go over and I have to look at.
And you can hear more from Jason Quigley by going to the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Finally, we go to cricket. 4 games tomorrow in the Northwest Premiership. With the details, Eamon McLaughlin.
Our featured game will be at Lee Leaders Brigade, who take on second from the bottom for Coleraine. This is a real David versus Goliath tie. Brigade probably needing 2 more victories to secure the title early. Other games on Saturday, Brady in second place host Eglinton. Dunamana play Ballyspallan at the home, while Strabane welcome Glendermot to the park. Also on Saturday in the Championship, St Johnson welcome Fox Lodge to the boat hole.
That's it, Michaela. Hopefully the rain will stay away for the cricket. Our next studio-based programme is tomorrow afternoon, Saturday Sports, just following the 2 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, Donegal's Local Community Development Committee has this week approved €476,000 for 14 new projects under the Leader Rural Development Programme. The projects funded this week range from festivals to arts, sport and heritage projects to capital works type initiatives in community centres. Two Donegal initiatives have been revealed as finalists in the Restaurant Association of Ireland's Foodie Destination 2019. The Food Coast Donegal and Donegal Town have both made the final list of Foodie Destinations 2019, which aims to find the ultimate foodie destination in Ireland and celebrates the country's unique food offerings, as well as encouraging local food tourism initiatives. Evan McCarron, business advisor with the Local Enterprise Office, says the recognition showcases the work and effort within the hospitality sector to put Donegal on the map.
There's been a lot of work that has been done over the last maybe 5-6 years both by ourselves in the local enterprise office and by our friends over in Donegal Town, in terms of really kind of trying to shine a light on what Donegal has to offer. And I suppose it's really, really kind of coming to the fore in the last few years, where we're really seeing, you know, a good base of producers, where our chefs and our hoteliers and our restaurants are really embracing the fact that they're working with the local producers, and they're kind of creating unique and different experiences that are making visitors want to come to Donegal to experience the food, the landscape and the people. And I suppose an award like this is really kind of saying to us that we're doing the right things and that we need to keep on doing what we're doing.
And as you say, it ties in with tourism, as it puts Donegal on the map in terms of somewhere to go that you can sample the local produce.
From foodie destinations, the big thing that they're saying, and I suppose from Fáilte Ireland, is that food tourism and people interest in food and tasting the food of a locality is very, very high up whenever they're actually choosing a place to go. So it's critical for us in Donegal that we continue to kind of tell the story of Donegal food, tell the story of our producers who are kind of creating employment and creating, you know, and building to our local economy. So this collective working of kind of sharing the story is really, really helping us to kind of attract visitors, and it's kind of tying in with what Fáilte Ireland are telling us in terms of what visitors are looking for. So to kind of get the recognition and to become a finalist, not only one place in Donegal becoming a finalist, but for the county as a whole to become a finalist and for Donegal Town to become a finalist, I think is really, really saying how far Donegal has come in a very short period of time.
It's emerged that Health Minister Simon Harris has said that the current provision of abortion services in the North and North West is a very real concern and is not acceptable. The Minister made the comments during a meeting with the HSE in May about the progress in rolling out abortion services at all of Ireland's maternity hospitals and units. Rory Williams has more.
Documents released under a Freedom of Information request show that the Department of Health General Secretary Jim Breslin wrote to the HSE in April to say that it wasn't acceptable that 9 maternity hospitals or units hadn't yet implemented the full abortion service as legislated for last year. Breslin then requested a meeting between the HSE and the Health Minister. In the Minister's speaking notes for a meeting with the HSE held on the 2nd of May, he outlines the poor geographic coverage in the West and Northwest, saying that this is a very real concern and a situation that's unacceptable. In previous updates sent to the department and seen by the journal.ie, the HSE states that conscientious objections are preventing the full rollout of abortion services in Letterkenny University Hospital. Harris continues to say that €7 million in funding has been provided to the acute sector and that he wishes to see a timeline of when the full rollout of services will take place.
For weather now, a humid evening with heavy showers becoming fairly widespread, bringing the risk of thunder and localised spot flooding. There will be some drier and sunnier intervals also. Further thundery outbreaks of rain early tonight, clearing away later with lowest temperatures of 11 to 13 degrees and light to moderate north to northwesterly winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Donegal Minister Joe McHugh hopes significant progress on the MICA redress scheme can be made in the coming weeks. Housing Minister Owen Murphy will be in Donegal next week for a key meeting on the scheme after the council stated yesterday that they expect applications to open this autumn. A County Fermanagh man charged with dangerous driving, causing the deaths of 2 people and serious bodily harm to another in Donegal last year, has been returned for trial to the next sitting of Donegal Town Circuit Court at Ballyshannon District Court. 21-year-old Joseph Gilroy of Lisnisky, County Fermanagh, is charged with dangerous driving, causing the death of Shiva Devine and Conal McAleer, both in their early 20s, in a road traffic collision at East End Bundoran, and causing serious bodily harm to Rachel Elliott on August the 19th last year. Plans for a Supermax outlet in Letterkenny have been rejected despite an Ambord Planála inspector recommending that the development be allowed to proceed. The council had originally approved the development on the Port Road, but that was then appealed to Ambord Planála. And there are further fears that a combination of Brexit uncertainty, a drop in sterling rate and an increase in the VAT rate is having a detrimental impact on the Donegal hospitality sector. There has been ongoing concern that holidaymakers, particularly from Northern Ireland, are hesitant to book breaks in Donegal due to ongoing Brexit fears. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Coming up next is Nuacht with Colm Ferriter. Good evening.
Shaver Mahasa Colin Ferreter and Charlotte, the Prieb Scalty, or Highland Radio. Rack tell you, Emacht the Hudge Connor and Gilliga and Charton Shaw Marhudge, then Chonskanal, Irakta, Augustara, Clechlu, Halter, Augusta, and Conru, Curran Chonskadal Shaw Star, Avjochana, Nachanga, Iquiga, Ola, or an Arden, Marine Lishan Tawak, Avi Egishaw, Isohi, a Fulachikul, August Halter, Naherin. Giri an Tionscadal a Fríf Greha de Cartlana Conor na Gilliga. Rodha Curran Star Egsul an Conartha I Lara Nínli. Agus an Rôl a Vi Eg an Conru in A Vonu Broj Donchanga sa Chuiga. Tá sé fógria ag Arachtas na Gilliga gohfuil anim nuchain a lorag acu ar lína de categorí éagsúla donna chomórtais chréilehan Fríidhmhain na Gilliga. Is iad na categorí nua sna gradam comersaide im líana na Clár na bliana ar Radio Pobl agus Clár na bliana ar Radio Tráchtála oríthe ag údaras chréilehan na hÉireann. De réir taide a rinneú anuraí ba chóir ról níos lárnaí a bheith chláirithe Gilliga ar na stáisiún Radio Harter and Cheer. Agus Taharig Sul goes spragfi na dushin urasha nismo ran farciokta a mas creaturi clara hegeliga a chars era schedule. Ga olus eg antarctus bunkai e. Augusta ran parchiha a lorig survey a yenu major le ganasana talafisha eg antogra fis fisha le jarku pobble lorta nigeliga eliai tg kahar esru takaru a horch the pobble lorta nigeliga o kyon kyon na chira ave parcha sa fanel fechan agus eishtakta balio har olus o well and fanel go shartanul Trí gialan féachana agus éisteirta a bheith le línú a stia ar a nidirlín, ga ólas ag fys físe bonkai í. Agus tá comarú a dhéanú ar an fótara véil omrata Mickey McCann ag féle ceol a véil ar an drom mhór chun de hiróin, idir a nniu a níl le déag agus an dóna an céad le agus fi a mí úl, a measc imeachtaí ar an chláir na féle ná chomórtas pátarachta, agus tá ga ólas ag Kevin Goodwin, Onad Alanya, Srula Erin Omi. Shema Chodse Eli Gullier Slan August Bannacht.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, July the 19th. The death has taken place of June Hester Harvey, 9 Iona Terrace, Derry. Funeral from her late residence on Sunday afternoon at 1:30 for service in All Saints at Clooney Church at 2 o'clock. Burial afterwards in Clay Parish Church at Carrigans. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers to All Saints at Clooney Church. Care of Mrs. Helen Henderson, 5 Manning Way, Londonderry. The death has occurred of Dinny Gallagher, Drumla Dridge, Litchermack Award. His remains will be reposing in McGlynn's funeral home from 6 o'clock this evening with rosary at 9 o'clock. Viewing tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock with removal to St Cronus Church Dunlow for 7:30 to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu of desire to Araski Door, care of any family member or Sean McGlynn, funeral director. And the death has taken place of Nelson McConnell, Ballyhooly, Raphoe. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 2:30 for funeral service in St Junan's Cathedral, Raphoe at 3 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Terence McClintock, funeral director.